Scott Crawford used to work for Roanoke City Schools and the Taubman Museum of Art. Now the Vice President of Development and Training for Member One, he's still something of an art historian. His attention to detail, for example, led to the renaming of a painting at the National Gallery of Art. At the Taubman, a portrait of mother and son from the mid-1850s fascinated Crawford, who was taken with the symbolism in Jane Eleanor Sherman Lacy and Her Son Edward by Lillian Martin Spencer. Crawford deduced after research that the painting was done posthumously.
The painting would have been done sometime after Jane died, so it would have been done after April of 1857, probably by the end of 1857 it was completed. So Edward was deceased, Jane was deceased.
He found out that Jane Lacy was married twice, gave birth to four children, two died young, and she died shortly after childbirth. You can see the portrait at the Taubman. Dating Jane is available through the Politics and Prose bookstore website, and we've got a much longer interview with Scott Crawford about the book online at WFIRnews.com. Gene Morano, WFIR News.